It's our Dare to Live Fully podcast, and today we're talking about how to handle toxic people that you just have to deal with. You know, the holidays are upon us, and we're dealing with people at work. We're dealing with people that we have to see every day. Sometimes they're neighbors, sometimes they're people in our family, and there are people who discount us and put us down, even if it's subtle. And yet, we can't just say goodbye. We have to see them every day. So what is the best way to deal with those toxic people? I'm going to give you 5 ways. Number 1, whatever they do, whatever they say, or if they give you that subtle look, don't take it personally. I love this. Don't take it personally, even if it has your name on it. Remember, I keep saying this, but it's true. What they're saying or thinking about you is really how they feel about themselves. So don't take it personally. Number 2, it's the holidays. Some of us are celebrating it. Time to cut them some slack. Everyone is stressed these days with the pandemic, with financial stressors, with environmental changes, with racial inequities, with the election fallout. No one feels on their game, and if they tell you they do, I don't believe it. So cut these toxic people some slack. They're just responding to you because they don't know how to cope well themselves, or maybe they can't even talk about how they really feel. Number 3, don't get into the firing line. Deal with them as little as possible. I know if someone is giving you a negative vibe, you just want to go there and say, "What's your problem?" Don't. Remember, what they're feeling about you has everything to do about how they feel about themselves. Don't get in the firing line. Deal with them as little as possible. Give them a polite smile and move on. Number 4, realize that you may be triggered by them because you're not feeling great about yourself. And then take a look at what you need to give to yourself, which you're not doing. I know if I feel good one day, I can look at people outside, walk around, and if someone gives me a negative look, I don't even see it. I'm focusing on the people who are smiling. But when I'm feeling bad about myself, it's like anyone who grunts, anyone who has a weird look in their eye, I see it. So use that as a trigger. When you're seeing other people not feeling great about you, it means most likely they have their shtick, but it's you're not feeling good about yourself. So what is it that you need? Maybe you need to call a friend. Maybe you need to give yourself some positive affirmation. I know yesterday was a very busy day for me. I did a lot of great things, but there were a few things that I didn't accomplish. So I found myself focusing not on the great things, but the few things I didn't accomplish. So I realized that and I said, "Wait a second, Helene, you really showed up and you made an impact. Good job, Helene. You know what? I'm proud of you." So give yourself, stop and give yourself what you need. Call a friend who you know always really listens and cares about you. Look in the mirror. Take a look at who you really are. A great person. Acknowledge that in yourself. You keep trying. These are not easy times. And you're being resilient. You're there. Number five. Very, very important. Don't let these toxic people distract you from keeping focused on your own agenda. You have important work to do. At work, at home, you have tasks on your plate and you don't have that much time. Don't get caught, which I do, in there, what's going on with them, what did you do about them to create, what did you do to them to create that, all that negative story. It's a victim mentality. You don't need it. Keep focused on what's important to you. Are there three tasks you must accomplish in the morning? Go about doing them. If there's the thought of these toxic people come up, tell yourself in your mind, okay, you shared that. Now let me get back to my work. Keep focused on your agenda. So how do we handle toxic people who we have to deal with almost every day? Here are the five tips that I gave you to sum up. Don't take it personally, even if it has your name on it. What they're doing is more about them, not you. Number two, cut them some slack. These are not easy times. It's hard for everyone. And we just said how they're feeling is probably more about them than you. So cut them some slack. Number three, don't get in the firing line. Be there when you must. Keep your interactions short and to the point and move on. Number four, realize that you've been triggered by them because you may not be feeling good about yourself. Then stop, take a look at what's really going on with you and give yourself the care you need. Very important. And number five, don't let them distract you from keeping focused on your agenda. What you do at work is important. What you do at home is important. You don't have that much time. Don't get distracted into the negative story about what is going on with that person, blah, 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 blah. How do I know? I do it too. So during the holiday time, which is coming up, appreciate the people around you. If people are negative and toxic, give them slack and keep focused on the connections you want to make.